Good evening, sports fans. It's Sugardale time again. Speaking to you from the Sugardale Provision Company from Lincoln High School's gymnasium, this is Jim Muzzy, all set to bring you a transcribed play-by-play description of the intercity Lehman Lincoln High School basketball game. Now, there's a word about wine buying for swell eating. Yes, for tasty eating, the whole family will enjoy. Get Sugardale Blue Label Tender Ponies, certain to be the tender kind. And they're certain to be full of flavor because they're made from finest, precious meat to please even the fussiest eater. Sugardale Blue Label Tender Ponies are grand help. The busy housewife who likes to serve a nourishing meal with a minimum of time and effort, where all you do is feed them and eat them. They make a swell budget stretcher, too, incidentally. So the next time you visit your Sugardale dealers, get Sugardale Blue Label Tender Ponies for all-around good eating, goodbye. Of course, the cheering in front of us here, coming from both stands, the Lincoln and the Lehman, just prior to getting this game underway. And here are the starting lineups for tonight's contest. For the visiting Lehman Polar Bear, under the coaching of Roy Shield, it's Jim Casper, 5'9", 145, 16 years old and a junior at one forward. Bob Luby, 6', 175, 17 and a junior at the other forward. At center, Herb Cox, 6'1", 175, 17, and a junior. And at the two guard spots for Lehman, Al Shaw, 5'8", 140, 17 and a senior. And Chuck Bolander, 5'8", 175, 16, and a junior. For the Lincoln Lions, at the forward, Dan Maggiore, 6', 170, 17 and a junior, or a senior rather. Gene Daniels, 6', 145, 17 and a senior at the other forward. Don Wilson at center, hitting 6' even, 150, 18 and a senior. And at the guards, Willis Somers, 5'11", 155, 17 and a junior. Len O'Neill, 5'9", 160, 17 and a junior. The officials for tonight's contest are Paul Tobin and Harold Nickel, both of Akron. The two teams are still working out on the floor here, getting a few pre-game warm-up shots in before getting this game underway. And now here's Gene Dillon to tell you about the rest of the ball games playing in the area tonight. Gene?
And Jim, there's plenty of them. McKinley versus Akron St. Vincent at Akron. Timken versus Toledo Maycomer at Toledo. Maslin playing Alliance at Alliance. Louisville and Boardman battling at Boardman. North Canton versus Norton at Norton. Minerva versus Sebring at Minerva. Waynesburg versus Brewster at Waynesburg. Canal Fulton versus Uniontown at Uniontown. East Canton versus Navarre at Navarre. Marlboro versus Greentown at Marlboro. Jackson Township versus Hartville at Jackson. Middle Branch versus the Alumni at Middle Branch. Dover versus Newark at Dover. New Philadelphia versus Mansfield at Mansfield. Newcomerstown versus Carrollton at Carrollton. Strasburg playing Sugar Creek at Sugar Creek. Akron Buchtel playing Akron East at Buchtel. Akron North versus Central at Central. Akron Ellet versus Coventry at Coventry. Akron Garfield versus Akron Kenmore at Garfield. Akron Howard playing Akron St. Mary's at Howard. Barberton versus Steubenville at Barberton. And Cuyahoga Falls versus Kent Roosevelt at Falls. Well, it's just about time to start the ball game, and here's your play-by-play announcer, Jim Muzzy.
Why, Gene, running rapidly over the starting lineups again for the Lehman Polar Bears, the visiting team. Jim Casper and Bob Luby at the forwards. Herb Cox at center. Al Schaff and Chuck Bolander at the guard spot. For the Lincoln Lions, the host club, Dan Maggiore and Gene Daniels at the forwards. Dan Wilson at center. Willis Somers and Leonard Neal at the guards. And now the two centers, Wilson and Cox, get the tip. It goes to Maggiore of Lincoln. He falls down. He's picked up finally by two boys, Somers of Lincoln and Bob Luby of Lehman, and a jump ball is called in center court. Here's the tip. It goes this time to Don Wilson of the Lincoln Lions. He's in his own center court now, moving it down across that center line. He drives, and there's a whistle on the play. A foul is called on Big Herb Cox under the basket, and Maggiore will shoot for the Lincoln Lions. Holding under the basket in the part of Herb Cox, Dan Maggiore gets one shot, a chance to break this scoreless deadlock in the first 20 seconds of play. Maggiore puts the ball up. It's not good, and there's the whistle. He stepped over the line, so the point wouldn't have counted had he made it, and it's out of bounds now for Lehman. Bringing up court now is Dolan. On the far side, Schaff. Schaff has the ball in center court now as he moves across that center line to Casper. Back in center court to Schaff. The bounce pass in the pivot to Herb Cox. On this side now to Bolander. Bolander over to Schaff. He shoots a long shot, but it doesn't hit the board and goes out of bounds. Out of bounds in favor of the Lincoln Lions. Down court, it's Lincoln. Neal in the pivot to Maggiore. Maggiore drives, pushes one. Not good. Taken on the boards now by Maggiore. He pushes another one up, but it's not good. And there it goes out of bounds. Out of bounds for Lehman. Up court at South Sharp. Over to Chuck Bolander. Bolander across the center line, travels with the ball. That's out of bounds, Lehman. Lehman taking it out on the far side in center court. Majori into Wilson. Wilson dribbling down now, deep into his forecourt. Passing it back to Majori in center. There's a whistle on the play, and Bolander is called for holding Sommers. So it's a foul on Bolander of Lehman. Sommers will shoot for Lincoln. Bob Luby is the man who is called for fouling, and shooting will be Sommers of Lincoln. The shot is not good. It doesn't hit the hoop, so it goes out of bounds in favor of Lehman. The Polar Bears moving it up court now, as taking out of bounds is Chuck Bolander. Moves it into Casper, over to Schaaf. Schaaf across the center line, up on this side of the forecourt to Bolander. Back to Schaaf. Schaaf to Bolander, and there is a foul called on Neal. Neal is called for fouling Chuck Bolander. Bolander will shoot one now, and a chance for the Lehman Polar Bears to break the deadlock. Lincoln had two foul shots, didn't count on either one. And now Bolander has a chance for the Lehman Polar Bears to see if he can ice 1 point through that hoop. It's up and it's not good. Taken on the boards by Rox. He lays it up and he gets 2 points. And the score is Lehman 2, Lincoln nothing. Down court, it's the Lincoln Lions. Wilson to Daniels. Daniels across the center line to Neal. In the corner now to Majori. Majori looking for an opening to break through. That man for man set up for Lehman. Hooks it over now to Daniels. He shoots, it's not good. And it goes off the boards and out of bounds. Lehman brings the ball up now. It's Luby to Schaaf. Schaaf in center court now with the ball. He moving it on the far side to Casper. I can center to Schaaf in the pivot on the high pass to Cox. Gets away from him. Buddy manages to get a hand on it, controls it. Over to Bolander. Bolander shoots the head. Good. Bolander hits from the side court. The score is 4-0 in favor of Lehman. Wilson takes the ball out of bounds under the Lincoln basket. Moving it in now to Neal. Neal down across that center line to Daniels. Daniels a long bounce pass in the corner to Sommers. Back over to Daniels. Daniels is called for traveling, and it's out of bounds, Lehman. Luby takes the ball out in his back court. Up across the center line, and moves now to Casper, to Schaaf. Schaaf sets and shoots a long shot. It's not good. Bounces high off the hoop. Taken by Wilson. Wilson drives down across that center line. Holds the ball. Waits for his boys to come down and feeds it off to Majori. Majori pushes the one-handed shot. It's good. Majori hits from the side court on the one-hander, and the score is 4-2 Lehman. Up court, Bolander dribbling furiously for the Lehman Polar Bears. Hands it off to Al Schaaf on the far side to Casper. Casper to Schaaf. Schaaf trying to break through that zone defense set up by the Lincoln Lions. Moves it down to the corner to Bob Luby, and he travels with the ball, and it's out of bounds in favor of Lincoln. The Lions bringing it down now on the person of Wilson. He brings it across the center line to Neal on this side court now to Majori. He drives across the keyhole. Hooks one. It's good. The score now all tied up 4-4 as Majori hits from the keyhole. Up court. It's Al Schaaf moving the ball for Lehman. Pass on the far side court to Casper. Casper tries to drive in, can't get in. Back to Al Schaaf, and he shoots a long shot, but it's not good. High off the hoop it goes. Taken by Luby. And there is traveling on the play as he couldn't get stopped in time. Neal takes the ball out of bounds for the Lincoln Lions behind the Lehman basket. Moves it down to Wilson. Wilson is moving the ball, and there's a foul call on Big Herb Cox under the basket, and Majori is the recipient again. And that's two personal fouls on Herb Cox. Under the basket, apparently doing a bit of holding. These Lehman Polar Bears trying to control the Lincoln Lions under that hoop as they move the ball down floor. So Majori has a chance now to break the deadlock on 4-4 with a one shot from the foul line. Here's the shot. It's in the air. It's not good. Taken on the boards by Wilson. Wilson stepped out of bounds, and it's out of bounds, Lehman. Luby takes the ball out, moves it in now to Bolander. Bolander across that center line. Hands it off to Schaaf. Schaaf dribbles across. In the pivot now it goes to Cox out on this side to Bolander. He shoots a long shot. It's good. Chuck Bolander heading beautifully to the side. Score 6-4. Lehman. Long pass down court goes to Majori. Majori hooks one to the side. It's not good. Neal takes off the boards. It goes out of bounds. Bob Luby getting the ball now out of bounds under the Lincoln basket. Moving it up court now to Casper. Casper to Al Schaaf. Job setting, doesn't shoot. Over to Casper in the pivot. Now it goes. Intercepted in there by Sommers for Lincoln. Don Cordy passes to Majori. To Wilson. Wilson shoots a long shot. It's not good. Bounces high off the hoop and goes out of bounds. Bob Luby takes it out of bounds in his back court for the Lehman Polar Bears. Up it goes to Casper. Across the center line to Schaaf. Schaaf sets, shoots a long shot. It's not good. High off the hoop it goes, and taken off this time by Neal. Neal has the ball taken away from him by Herb Cox, and Cox is fouled by Neal. Cox will shoot one shot now for the Lehman Polar Bears. That's the second personal foul on Leonard Neal for Lincoln. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter of the ball game. Lehman leading Lincoln 6-4. There's a shot by Cox. It's good. Score 7-4. Wilson taking the ball out of bounds behind the Lehman basket, moving it down court now to Majori. Majori being pressed all over the court by Schaaf. Schaaf now presses Wilson as he gets the ball, and Wilson is fouled by Schaaf. Wilson will shoot one shot from the foul line. Score 7-4. Lehman leading. Chance for Wilson to cut that 3-point lead down to 2 as he gets the ball from Paul Tobin, one of the officials here tonight. He bounces the ball a couple of times, stretches, it's up, and it's not good. Taken off the boards by Bob Luby. It goes out of bounds in favor of Lincoln. Summers moves it into Majori. Majori is fouled by Bullender. Bullender coming into him, couldn't stop in time, bounces into him, and fouls him. Majori will get one shot now from the foul line. 7-4 the score, 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Lehman in front, and timeout on the part of the Lehman Polar Bears. Lehman takes timeout. Sugardale Tender Pig Sausage, Sugardale Tender Pig Bacon. Either one makes the kind of breakfast you dream about. The sausage is made fresh daily from choice cuts of tender young porkers. The bacon is properly cured and seasoned, and then hickory smoked for extra flavor. Both give a tempting aroma and tantalizing flavor that makes breakfast really worthwhile. Just specify Sugardale Tender Pig when you want the best in sausage and bacon. And here comes the Lehman chair. Let's pick it up. Cheer. Lincoln just had one while we were in the process of telling you about Sugardale. We'll pick up Lincoln cheer in a moment. Time is out. Lehman has called. 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. The score, Lehman 7 and Lincoln 4. And here is the Lincoln cheer. Let's get it. Time's back in again. Majori will shoot one shot now for the Lincoln Lions. He gets the ball from Paul Tobin. He's taking his good old time. He stretches, doesn't bounce the ball. Here's the stretch, and it's up, and it's in, and the score is 7-6 in favor of Lehman. Up court now, go the Lehman Polar Bears on the drive. Schaaf has the ball. He shoots a long shot from center court. It's short, taken out of the air by Summers. Summers falls down, picks the ball up, gives it over to Majori. Majori down court now to Wilson. Wilson to Neal in the corner now to Gene Daniels. Daniels drives, hooks one up, but it's not good. Taken off the board to the far side by Majori. Lets it get away from him. Luby picks it up. Over to Bullender. Bullender drives and travels. Out of bounds, Lincoln. 2.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Wilson takes the ball out, passing it in now to Leonard Neal. Underdale down across that center line for the Lincoln Lions. A bounce pass intercepted by Luby of Lehman. He drives all the way, hooks one, but it's not good. Taken off the boards by 3 or 4 boys. It finally is not controlled at all by anyone. And a whistle calls time. Well, we have a jump ball coming up in the Lincoln foul circle between Bob Luby of Lincoln, Don Wilson of Lehman, Don Wilson of Lincoln. There's the tip. It goes to Gene Daniels of the Lincoln Lions. Passing it off to Leonard Neal. Brings the ball down across that 10-second line on the far side for Lincoln. Over to Daniels. Daniels trying to break through the man-to-man set up with the Lehman Polar Bears. Throws the ball out of bounds, and it's out of bounds, Lehman.